Hey, no, it's not that I heard wrong, I thought wrong.
How are you?
Okay.
Happy Hanukkah to you.
Happy
Hanukkah. Have you had Hanukkah yet?
Yes.
Very good, very good. I'm glad you were here, sir. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
We're not here last for the last year's finish with this Ryan Torsky's candidate was here.
Oh, but the candidate, yes, and I was very happy. And I heard that he gave a wonderful report, you told me.
You were here when he was showing up here?
I was here with his Taylor's candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were very unimpressed.
Yeah, well, not on. I was not unimpressed with the boy, I was unimpressed with him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know how the heck he got in as a member. He all of a sudden showed up with a second sneaker.
Did you see it?
No. Yeah.
It's like a transcript. College transcript. You know, Bible 102 and...
That kind, yeah.
As far as I know, yeah. And at the end, it's the first rabbinic degree. Then it's here as a second rabbinic degree or advanced rabbinic degree.
That,
I don't know, but I was...
What school is that?
That's the Lakewood. I was saying they don't get sniff of there.
Oh, what challenge is this?
No, because they want him in so badly.
Why do they want him in so badly? What's wrong with him?
He's got to have his fun him, or, you know.
I don't know. No, the only nice thing about him is he's got a good hat. That hat is very pretty. Correct?
So we should have made that happen then.
Yeah, oh, that's right, you're right. Thank you. This is no longer the organization. Tell you that. Many ways.
Yeah, hi, young man. Where are you from?
This is Malcolm's son.
Oh, it's Malcolm's son. Hi, he's from Paris.
So, ask Rebbe permission for young men to sit this year.
I'm never going to stop anybody from sitting and learning. I mean, what is the shaila?
His brother, of course, is in Gush.
Yeah.
Actually, in the army now.
Yes. He has there?
Yeah. Gush has there too, yeah.
Yeah, I know they do.
And his brother was the older one. Arya was what's the shiva? He held something there.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Can't keep up with it.
There's so many
yeshivas. Can't keep everybody.
There's more of the girls' seminaries. You know, they had a great deal. They opened the girls' seminary.
And the boys come there.
No, they come out, they come to America, and then they make everybody pay a $200 non-refundable application fee.
Good.
They don't even have to have a school, just get these application fees they make.
Oh.
What brings you to the United States now?
I'll be in Zadia.
You have any education time now?
Yes, we have. I'm gone.
Oh,
I have a granddaughter right now who's in intelligence. So I'll be on.
Intelligence.
In Israel, yeah.
My granddaughter's in the army, but she's taking a course in shooting.
Do you want to sit next to me then?
I have to write to my granddaughter.
I think it's not
a great idea.
What?
You know, I reminded of the Gemara they once
told me.
Somebody once told me. They said, Hannah, remember Tanoi knew not only the Gemara and the Mishnah, they also knew Tanakh Torah. Okay? So there was one of the Tanoi in the good neighborhood, and then he moved out into a less old neighborhood. And he came back on Shabbos Mawork and Shabbos Chodesh. So they gave him master. So So he said, instead of saying HaKodesh, HaZeh Lohem, what does it say? HaZeh Lohem,
that's
the punchline. Yeah.
How are you doing, sir?
Happens to you.
How are you?
Hi, stay here.
Hacheresh
Hoyo Libo.
Say again. Hacheresh
Hoyo Libo.
Hacheresh Hoyo Libo.
Hacheresh Hanven Lochem.
Yes.
You ready to go? Hacheresh.
Yes.
So it shows that when you live in a sliver, that it's not giving you chizuk.
But what was that to with your granddaughter?
I'm saying, I'm just giving you chizuk in Yiddish, guy. Go away. She's in an army unit that is not a chizuk.
So, she has no friend, you're in the army, she just can't. I mean, there have been plenty of people that have gone into the army and come out from also.
Yeah, they choose to do that. Or they choose to go into a unit where there are some people there.
She
hasn't done that.
Sometimes they won't let you go.
In Israel, you have a little bit more.
Now, wait, then what program is she in? She's an Israeli, so she went in.
She went around on a Machina program.
Yeah.
And she liked that very much. But also, that belief was mixed. She had people that were from, people that were not from. There, I don't know.
You know something? Living and growing up in Beth Shemesh, if she cannot
understand.
Wait, whose daughter are you talking about?
Granny.
Wasn't she living in Beth Shemesh?
How long?
Do
you know that? Do you know she has nothing to do with her father?
Nothing.
How long did she move?
That's a wonderful thing.
Okay,
8 years.
I don't know.
Schwartz, last Shabbos morning in our school, we had a group of young people. I don't know why they're there, and one of them was our candidate, Rabbi Torsky's candidate from last
year. Oh, Jakubowski.
So we gave him an aliyah.
All right.
I said, your first aliyah? He said, no, we have on Thursday. Oh, the game is Tuesday. He has a Thursday. Then somebody in the shul told me that at the shul on Thursday evening, he said they made a party catered like it was about 100 people, like a wedding.
Yeah, Rabbi Davison told me he went there. In fact, I was invited, but I don't go to have enough parties to go to. I mean,
students at Northwestern.
And that's them. Yes. How are you, Chaplain?
How are you, sir? My uncle's back again.
Yeah, I saw he was back, but the last time that I went into his room, he didn't want to talk to me.
That's understandable.
I don't blame him. I look at myself sometimes.
Also, don't want to talk to yourself.
He came for two days.
The last time I came to his room, he was not there. Probably went with rehab. But I sent my card. He hasn't asked for me. He's not going to. I know.
Out here, getting a better room.
place, I think we just have to just close the door. Beside today's Shir, which was the first day of Hanukkah, wish everybody Feil from Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah, we'll deal with the Indian of Shemen of Ne'er Hanukkah, or in other words, what fuel, what type of kindling or light you have for the Ne'er Hanukkah, which is discussed in the Gemara, and then there's some interesting shilas that have been dealt for hundreds of years by Achraim, deal with a type of shemen that is involved, so forth. So first of all, let's take a look at the Masa in the Gemara that you have here on Daf Chaf Aleph on the base. Of course, this is the famous Daf where the Gemara asks at the bottom of the Omer, my Hanukkah, famous, you know, which is lifted from the Megillah's Tainus. That old Lashon is taken from the Megillah's Tainus. But look up above on the top, where the Gemara, of course, the whole Indian of Hanukkah comes as if to say, I got Gora. It's not the main subject of this Indian in Perushenim, but Mem Madlikim. You have the Mem Madlikim, all of the Shamanim that can be used on Shabbos. It's printed in the Sidurim, at least in Siduri Ashkenaz, they have it. So here you have on the top, and from this evolves certain shilas or questions that were asked. Omer b'zei roma masma v'amel omer b'zei roma rav. Sile su shmonim shomer hachomim ein madlikim behem b'shabbos is madlikim behem b'chanukah. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. It doesn't make any difference. Now, the question, what is the simple pshat here is that because on Shabbos we want to have, if you're using types of handling fire and so forth, both the wicks and the oil, have to be a type that burn properly, that you would not be tempted to start fooling or put your hand there and you'll be over on the Av Malacha of Mavir, of Havar, or so. So that's why the Mishnah expends all types of materials, what's good and what's not, that the Shemen is Nimshach Acha Hapsila, that the oil goes together with the wick, you wouldn't be tempted to fool with it. So however those things that you could use on Shabbos, you can use on Hanukkah. That the types of wicks and oil, even if you're tempted to move, because you're not going to be tempted to move it even on Shabbos, because it's utterly shamish. Utterly shamish, man. That's the point that this particular statement of Rav makes is a very important point. So Mike son and the Gemara says, "Omer ad Yirmiya, my time is up." Ksaver, kopsa ein zokalo. In other words, if you lit up you had the oil and everything else or whatever you use, and it was extinguished, you don't have to go rekindle it al pika adin, because the call is hadlaka isa mitzvah, and that's very important. Today we apply it many times because people ask the Shiloh today because of another thing. They write the Bnei Hanukkah and they have everything proper, the proper Shemin, the proper time, and the whole Shir, but they have to go away. And people are afraid, as all the fire departments warn people, don't leave unattended lighted candles. So many times people ask, can I extinguish it? So I tell them, I think it's good that it would be good if you can. But if you are concerned, and you can do that. Kofsa ain't a zokilo, because for chatchila, everything is in order. You know, everything is roi, as far as the shear, as far as the material, and so forth. So that's a very important point. What?
By Hanukkah, even before a half hour.
Yeah, even before that time. In other words, it doesn't make any shear. Kofsa ain't a zokilo. You lit it up. And what is the hadlaka? You don't have to extend the pshat. The pshat is the maisa hadlaka. It's roi, it's like the klal of Reb Zeira. Kol haroi labila, ein bila makevesbo. If it's roi, potential to burn at the proper time with the proper materials and everything else, So if it's extinguished, you have your yaitz in the mitzvah.
Assuming you lit it in this man
after. Yeah, everything is talking about the top of man, of course. That's what we're talking about. Although there's the day in the Shulchan Aruch says from the Shanim that a person had to leave by the plug, then that's a different story. You know, the plug, before the plug is the whole shayla, whether it's the Zman and everything else, but we're Makel, the Mechaber says, he can light it at that time and let it burn into all the way the Lop Shir later. But to extinguish it before the Shkia, that's a difficult Maisa. That I would say he should not do. But once he's lit it at the proper time, that I'm just mentioning this is tangential to the major thing that we're going to talk about. And he says, we're also lishtamish le'ayur. And it's forbidden to use the light. Now we'll see later an attempt at making a chilek about what that actually means over here. It's interesting that this next statement in the Gemara is quoted by the Gorn, the Simcha Zissel of Kelm, the Talmud Mubik of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, who is a great Baal Musar, the Kelm Ashita of Musar. He has a whole Musar analysis of the next few words, which I might as well mention while we're doing this. So the Gemara says, Amru Rabon Kamedi Abaye Mishmedi Rabbi Yemiya. They quoted this whole statement in the name of Rabbi Yemiya below Kibra. He was not, Abaye was not Mekabalin. He also Rabon Amru Rabon Kamedi Abaye Mishmedi Rabbi Yechanan, the Kibra. Well, you got it from Rabbi Yechanan is Mekabalin because Rabbi Yechanan was the God of Ador of that time. Rabbi Yemiya was a Talmud. Rabbi Yemiya is one of the most controversial personalities that you have in Chazal Amoroi. The one that asked all the different shaylos about you know that are we might say a hechatimsa, like in Baba Basra when they're talking about birds yearning that go out of their nest. So within 50 amos, it belongs to the nest. If it's beyond 50 amos, it came to someone else. Comes Rabbi Yirmiyah, says, Regalachas michutz, regalachas bismim. The bird has 1 foot past the line, 1 foot there. So aldo afkur ni bei midrasha. And that they kicked out Rabbi Yirmiyah from the base of Medrash. It's like asking a klutz shayla. Later on in Baba Basra, 100 blocks later, he asked the shayla, and then he says, Adoa, they brought him back in. Because so he's the one that asked that. So you can, I'm just adding that for the Hasbara here, why he didn't accept it from Rabbi Yirmiyah, but from Rabbi Yechanan, he's the God of Ador, he's the master teacher, he accepted it. So the Gemara says, and makes a remark, Lamar, so what did he say? What did Abaye say? If I would have had the schus, if I would have been worthy, I would have accepted this from Rabbi Yirmiyah earlier. So the Gemara asked, what's the difference? He did learn it, so why are you saying Mikor? Nafkemina the gears of the Yankusa. It's a nafkemina the gears of the Yankusa. What does gears of the Yankusa mean? These are not young kids. Yeah, when we talk about, in general, we use the term gears of the Yankusa, we talk about when we were children in Cheder, in the early days, the early classes in the day school. So here, these are Amaroyim, is that are stating a halacha within a certain time sequence when they're mature individuals. So Rashi just says, gears of the Yankusa, Nizkayim Yesa Michel Zikna. It's Nizkayim. In other words, you remember it better than before. So what's the Musa analysis is that Simcha Zissel says that gears of the Yankusa, the quicker that you learn something, even at an advanced age, no matter what it is, that's gears of the Yankusa compared to what you learn later. That's a Kiddush. Gears of the Yankusa. In other words, don't say that will you remember better than what's later. That's he has a whole Musa Shmuz. I just mentioned tangentially. So meanwhile, let's go back to the Iker Tom here. Now, there's a Shaila. Now, let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. We have page Let's look at sheet number two. So the Silvanoro brings down, it's just turning on the back. We have number two here. So the Silvanoro here, the Mechaber, is quoting mostly from this Gemara. There it is. Kol Hashemonim v'Apsilos Kshelim L'Ner Chanukah. V'Apo Pishen Hashemonim Nimshochim. He's explaining, like I did before, Acha Psila. V'Ein Or Mitla Yoko. Although the light really doesn't kindle right. V'Oisen Apsilos. Well, Mir Shemen Zayas is Mitzvah in Amuchur. It's Mitzvah in Amuchur to use Shemen Zayas, which the Elam today, when I was growing up, I think most of us that are from years ago, that Shemen Zayas was not too many people had it. They had Hanukkah Lichtola. That's what they had. And many of them were not the actual shear that we would say, at least for Erev Shabbos. That was the standard that they had. They had the American Hanukkah lit, and then later they brought in from Israel, and that disappeared from America. So whatever it is, that was number two, and here's number three. You have number three says Imein Shemen Zayas Motzei Mitzvah Bishmonim. Sha'elan zoch v'nochi, v'noi medinas elu lahadlik v'ner shel shayva, ki oivam tzolu kamo shemen, because the light comes in like shemen. And that's the way it was used mostly, very few people that had shemen zayas. They had a more expensive thing. They had it made out of tallow, or whatever it was. There's a Maral Mitrag, he has a sefer on Hanukkah called Ner Chodesh. In the Likutei Agoda Maral, so on the front there, he's against using candles and so forth. You have to use a shemen and so forth. There's a whole discussion about that. Anyhow, and Afilu B'Leil Shabbos, he's saying Shemitayim Mechanikah Muta LaHadlik B'Neir Chanukah Hashmoni Afilu Shor V'Ad Behem Neir Shabbos, and then he may Meisim B'Neir Rakadei Shir Mitzvah and so forth. And then he says, Shilpisha also the Shamash Bior Bener Hanukkah, Bain the Shabbos, Bain Bechol. And then he says, I feel a Lidbeik Mos, or Lin Naisam, Liar to count them, the Eira is also. I feel a Tashmi Shel Kedusha. Let's say he wants to learn by the light Dapka is using in close proximity, the Eira is also.
Now, this is part of the Mr. Bior Yomi for the past week.
Yes.
And I lived on Bob. I think that pushes somewhere in this concept. But he said because you have to be very careful when you count money, but it seems like so many things that he could have mentioned just there.
Well, he probably mean, but we'll see later. I'm going to mention something from the Chuvas of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and makes an attempt to make a chilik between the Ola and the Shimush of what you're using. In other words, we'll see later how he brings in a connection with Allah Lamaisa that is quite apropos in Eretz Yisrael about the using the Shemen Shel Shviz, which by Shemen Shel Shviz, there's a deen, for example, I haven't gotten to it yet, but we'll come to it. I'm just mentioning quickly. You'll get to it if he tries to make some sort of a filly. Shemen Shel Shviz, we know anything Torah Shel Shviz, you're allowed to eat. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, because the Torah says, the Rehoitza Shabbos Oretz Lechem, Li Ochlo, Velo Lishreifo, Velo Lehefset. You can use it for eat, but you can't use it, let's say, for something else or so forth. You can't go into business with it. That's why we have the problem with the Esrog all the time. But otherwise, the Ochlo, the Lola. So the question is here, what are you using this Shemen for? You're using it with Sreifa. So it's not the Ochlo. So is it a Tashmish for yourself or not? So we'll get to that shortly. So meanwhile, let me get back to the important Shilas that have evolved out of this, which were asked by several Achrayim, and there's a remnant to that in the Shari Tshuva, who doesn't go to give all the details of it, but one of the major shailos about shemen is the following. Suppose it's a shemen shel iser. For example, one of the shailos that they have here, the Sefer Teres Chesed. Teres Chesed, Shailos and Tshuvas, was written by the Lublina Rav in the 19th century. It was Adam Godel, that would be the Adam Godel Rav of Lublin in Poland, middle 19th century. His name was, has almost like a Chabad name, but it was not, Rav Shneur Zalman, the Rav Shlema of Lublin. So he has, on Rabbi Chelkis Shulchan Aruch, he has a lot of tshuvas. So one of the tshuvas is, he's not the first one to discuss it, because he mentioned someone asked him this shaila. Based on the Gemara that we just learned about what shemanim you can use for Shabbos and what you can use for Hanukkah. So here's a shaila. The shaila is Shemen Zayas to Nisarabo Mi'at Shomen Chazir. So Chazir. The Yesh Sofik im Hoya B'Shemen Shishim. I mean, if it was bottle, it's bottle. It's mutter. Isur nisapach lehetzer. That's a klal. There's no problem. But here you're using something which is usur in kosher ladlokas neachanika. Oh, so why not? Why shouldn't it be kosher? Because then this goes into a major point of focus. And we'll see there's a gemara. In fact, I've run off that gemara through here, one of these pages. You might as well look at that now. Look at the sheet, which is numbered, I think it's the last one, number 5. Here. On Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, in the same Masechta Shabbos, there is a general discussion about, for example, the Batim of Tefillin and the Ritzuos of Tefillin and what kind of materials, leather, can you use. So the Gemara comes out with a finality from Rabbi Yosef, and that's what is stated over here, because in one of the parshas of Tefillin, there it says, "Raman tia teres Hashem mutter, b'ficha." So b'ficha means mina mutter b'ficha, something that you could eat, you're allowed. I mean, we're talking about intrinsically you could eat, although you could use from a kosher animal the nevela, the hide from the vela, but it's from a kosher animal, so that would be minamut of a fifa. But you couldn't use, for example, from a camel, yeah, for example, camel leather, or from chazir, yeah, anything, pigskin or anything like that. Minamut of a fifa. So the question comes up the same way: is that a klal dafke by tefillin? Because the context is from a parsha of tefillin, or does it go before a Torah kula? That when you're using something, a tashmish of mitzvah, does it have to be mina mutter b'picha? That's a very large, extended discussion. But let's narrow down to this. Now here you have a mitzvah.
This last was part less than share. Is this pasha with candles, tashmish with the wax? Remember we talked about the share last week, something about this, didn't we?
Tashmish mitzvah, that's something different. That's a different thing. This is, here we're talking about where you have the actual use of let's say by batim of tefillin, which is or has to be or minamuta b'fira. That's within the context. So you can't have it from any other creature, any other animal. You could have it from deer skin, Tzvi, the isle, which is a kosher minamuta b'ficha, but you can't have it something which is non-tor, that get to be exact thing, non-tor. So the question is, do you apply that principle, for example, to Ne'er Hanukkah? What about Shemen Shel, which has the Shuman Shel Chazir, it's been liquefied, you can have an oil out of it, whatever it is. So maybe it's Usher. Is it Mutter or Usher? That, and it's a suffix, it was not bottled. So that's the shaila that is being asked. So he says that the person that asked it did the following. Yes, the peisel, the min is peisel, the din and mina mutter beficha. The lo huksha, the melecha, shamayim, Ella Tehei Bovat. So he says respectfully to the Shoyal, the one who's asking him, he says, Maloso, quote Arab, you know, whoever's asking doesn't say who, is Hevi Mashakosa Besefer Shneis Chaim Lamashak. There's a Sefer Mashak, it would be Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger wrote many Sforim, so one of them is called the Shneis Chaim. And he says, and that Sefer, Shehevi Raya Lahatir, they brought a Raya that is Mutter, that you can use a Dover Tome, in other words, from a Tome animal, the oil or whatever it is, with an Echon. What's the Raya? From the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Aleph on the base, when the Gemara, we just learned it. The Omer Rav, Shmonim, Shem Madlikim, Behem the Shabbos, Madlikim and Bechanukah. Uvechlal Hashmonim, in the generality of the Shmonim that you can use for Shabbos, there's something called, and you say it in Bameh Madlikim, if you say it every Friday night, Shemen Kik. What is Kik? What is Shemen Kik? So Shemen Kik is, according to one mandom in the Gemara, it's a mean, so the way it's quoted here, and the Shoyal is quoting it that way, from the paper of Shlomo Kluger, it's called Amin Chaya, which is Tomei. So it's a Raya that you can use that Shemen for a Dvar Mitzvah. It doesn't have to be Miramut B'Picha. That's his Raya. That's the Raya he wants to bring. So the Torah's Chesed is if to say I shlocked him up. He refutes this very simply. A good way to look how it's refuted is if you were to open up a Mishnayos with the Bartanura. Look in the Bartanura or in the the Feresh Yisroel or so forth, on the Shemen Kik, remember his Feresh is based on what's mentioned in the Gemara, he mentions there, doesn't say from an oif or chayat meya. He says it's either Tzemer Geffen, what we call from cotton seed, Weinwoll, old German word. Yeah. Weinwoll, or it's kikyon de yena. It's from the gourd, you know, like yena, yena anovi, so the kikyon. So it's it's vegetation. It's from a vegetable source. It's not from a non-kosher. They don't mention the other opinion. But there is opinion in the Gemara, and that's what the Torah Chesed comes and refutes. He says, you only quoted what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, Yesh oif tamei b'kachayam b'kik shamei. The name of it is kik. And from that, they can make a shemen. That's what it says in the Mishnah. But Rav says, no, it's either the Tzemer Geffen or kikya in the yena. And the Gemara in such a case, paskins like whom? Like Rav. So you can't bring a raya from Shmuel who is refuted. So that's how he refutes that whole situation, that it can't be something that is not muta b'picha. You can't bring a raya that if it was shemen chazir or so forth, or a suffix, whether it was bottle, from that. So that's a major discussion, and actually the discussion goes on, and if you look in this Dave Hammett, this Dave Hammett, who is this amazing, you know, done by one man, this Halachic Encyclopedia, has a Mareches there, a whole section where called Mareches Hanukkah, just on Hanukkah. You take a look. That's why I picked it off the shelf here on Hanukkah, and it's under the Aishis. Here it is. Mareches Hanukkah, where this Bei Chemed, he has a whole section dealing with Dvorim Huatsuvim to be used maybe for the Ner Hanukkah. So he also quotes this from Shlomo Kluger. He quotes this whole thing, and he even mentions the Teiras Chesed, which I have the volume. He quotes that, and he describes him as somebody who's a contemporary in the last part of the 19th century. So the Sbeis Hemet himself lived into the 20th century anyhow. You know, Zvi Hemed was a Sfardi. He was a Rav of all places in the Russian Crimea, in the Sephardic community in Crimea. There was a lot of Sephardim over there. A place called Kashu Bazar, that was the name. But he himself was from Eretz Yisrael, this Beit Hemed, Chaim Cheskir de Mevini. He came from, I believe, from Hebron. Anyhow, he quotes here the Gon Dorenu, the Torah Chesed, which I mentioned about the Shuman Chazir, and it's a Sufik and so forth, and he basically is maskim to that. He's with the Torah Chesed response to that psak, that it would be mutter, because he said that's only according to Shmuel, but according to Rav, it would not be. That's what he's trying to say. Now, however, one of the major thing has the whole Marechus there, and in the Marechus Hanukkah, it's an os. They have access to the Beit Hemed. That's I would say an ace Yudalu, where he talks about all of these matters of referring to Issa v'Hefer, whatever. I mean, he has another bigger one where, let's say, it would be Basa b'Cholof. Supposing what happened was you have this oil or whatever it is, it was cooked together with Basa b'Cholof and so forth, so it became Osa. So it's not only an Isur of Mina Muta v'Ficha, it's also b'Hanor. So how do you deal with Isur Hanor over here? So before we get any further into that, let me come back to the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who's asked the Shaila in his Sefer, Mincha Shlema, he was asked in our times, the contemporary, about the Shemen Shel Shviz, which in Ikar Adin, if a person had Shemen Shel Shviz, he's somebody, a farmer in Eretz Yisrael, he has Shemen from Shviz, which is, you can't make business with it at all, but he can consume it. It's for Ochlo and the Lohola Sefer. Can you use that? Because what are you doing with the shemen? Nope. You're burning it. And there's the ether of, you also Rishtamash V'Eira. So if it's also Rishtamash V'Eira, you can't even have any personal L'Yochlo, Hanor from it. So L'Chura, at first glance, it should be Usher. So he, Reb Shlomo Zalman says that there were G'dalim that said yes, it's Usher. For example, he quotes the Gaon from Galicia, the Meir Arik Zal, who wrote one of the great Tuskim in Poland in the 19th century and lived into this century. In fact, I mentioned many times that the Rav Shor Zal, who was in Borough Park, Rav Yisrael Shor, not Gedalia Shor. Yisrael Shor was a practicing Rav who was a Talmud of the Meir Arik. He came from the town of Betruch, you know, the famous place in Galicia and so forth. So, that's it. You know why? Because on the Shulchan Aruch, there's a big Pesach who is not a Fussit. Rabbi Avram, called Gushtat, but it's pronounced Betruch. Rabbi Trucha, who was a Ashkenazi and a Snagi. He was not a Fussit. I just mentioned that, that's why I say famous town. So Meir Arik, who was a Rav there later, he was a Rav in the way the Galician would say in Tarnow, which is a large rabbinic position. So Meir Arik, Chilus and Shuvis Imre Yesha. Rav Shor was a Talmud of his. In fact, I didn't see a letter, but the late Rav David Singer, who was in Borough Park, saw the Ksav Hamlotza that he wrote about Rav Shor, that he was just a bucher, about 18 years old. He says he's a chorif ubaki, a bucky. And he did have a sharp mind, but he ended up being highly intellectual, like a university graduate, whatever it was. What? No. When Young Israel, after I left, 2 years later, Young Israel merged with Bethel, the shul that he was in Borough Park since 1937. He was there over 50 years in that same position. He outlived all the Chazanim. That was the joke. Because who was his competitor there? The famous Chazanim. Beryl Lachagi, if you ever heard of Chazan. Moshe Kusevitzky. Just I have to tell you this anecdote. He used to describe when there was Shabbos Mevorchim in Bethel. So he said, Gantz New York used to come in Sephardim on Shabbos. He says Jews used to come in from the Bronx. They were elderly Yidden. In their pockets were stuck the forbits, which was printed on Shabbos. They walked aggressively into the shul, and what did they come there? The Gavot Hel Nachas.
They
you don't have that generation anymore. And they couldn't stand the fact that the Rav got up to speak. He's wasting time from the Chabad. So as you say, he outclassed that. He outlived that. And he himself was a wonderful Baal Megina himself. He could appreciate the Chazanim better than all of these other. Anyhow, I'm mentioning that. So Meir Arik was a great Baal Havor, was the Rav there in Torah. So in this sefer, Imre Yeshu, which Shlomo Zalman Orbach quotes and says that he ushered it. He said that it's awesome. You know that. So if Shlomo Zalman wants to say, where is that? Imre Yeshu Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf. However, if Shlomo Zalman wants to make a Dukkis Dikah Chilik, wants to make a chilik in his deen of like Mishtamesh Li'era, or just going into a room where there's a light of the candles, or so forth. That's not technically, he's saying, there happens to be a room where there's light. He's not actually wants
to
be inside. Yeah, he has not walked up closer. That's the chilik that he wants to make. A very interesting chilik. On the basis of that, he says that it should be mutra to do that, because he's only, just for example, if he had the oil of Shviz, forget about Hanukkah lit. He has the oil of Shviz. Is he allowed to use the oil of Shviz for candles or for illumination during the Shviz year? You would answer yes. He's allowed to do that, because this is like eating. He's having hanor.
It's like a north.
To the concept of Achila, he is Masbur very well. Achila, where the Hanor and the Biur happen simultaneously. When you eat something, you're doing both. You're having the Hanor and you're getting rid of it, so to speak. When you're burning the Shemin Shel Shviz, you're getting the Hanor of the illumination and also your personal Halor.
You're getting Hanor of the Mitzvah.
Yeah, but mitzvah's lav lahenus mitzvah. Oh, there you go. Well, goes into that too. Yeah, this is lav lahenus mitzvah. That's a different thing. But what he says is no worse than, let's say, on Yontif. On Yontif, where you have a dova hashova, where you say eichel nefesh mishahutu l'tzayrach utanam mishul l'tzayrach. Even Beishama, I would agree, that says Dafka Hutu L'Tzorach, even not Lo L'Tzorach, would say that if you have a shaman which you're using to enjoy or so forth, you need it, you want to have the illumination, there's nothing wrong with that. You're having the Hanor, and meanwhile, it's your Tzorach. So the same thing here, he's saying the shaman Shel Shviz is L'Tzorach, as long as you don't go up into next to the Hanukkah list, and that's the way the Machaber says, to count laws from the Gemara, or to learn Torah by that. You don't do that. That's his mahalach that he has in this particular. So he's inclined to be matur that shemen shall shviz. So now, actually there are many, many mechabrim that dealt with this deen of a shemen that would be also, that would have a mixture. And one of the earliest that they mentioned, and that's mentioned in the Shari Tshuva here on the Shulchan Aruch, is a famous Pesach who was the Rav in Vilna in the 17th century, the Baal Shar Ephraim. He's inclined to Asa the shaman that is Asa, because in Amutur, the Ficha, he says, is a klal. He says, since the Morgan Avon wants to say that it's a klal for all of Torah Teira Kula, so that would make it prohibited. But there's a lot of kashas on that klal in general, because you know, come back, for example, to the Mishkan. Let's say the Mishkan. Now, you have in the Mishkan, you have over there Shani Talas. What is Shani Talas? What about Chalazim? All of these things are not Mutar B'Picha. Nevertheless, it's used for Melech HaShemayim. What about that? You know, if you use that klal relates to everything else. So that's one of the rayas that they want to bring without making chalukim between how you get the essence of this nitalas or so forth out of it. But at the same time, if you say that it's a klal before a terakula, how can they build a mishkan out of those materials? They discuss even the nitalas or other things might be meshy silk. What is silk originally made? A silk worm we are talking about, you know. Of course, you know, the city of Paterson, New Jersey was the center of the silkworm industry. Once they made nylon, the economy was destroyed. The city became economically depressed. But I'm just saying, it was from worms. It's a silkworm that spin. I mean, I remember in school, we read about and described the silkworms and everything, but that's not a dovra muta b'picha. So if you say it's a klal b'chol ha'tera kula, you can have a lot of trouble. Explain all of the dinyanim there of the Mishkan, shni talas and so forth. Other things you could explain comes from the Purim, you know, the different mixture of the Mishkan, the chaya tachash. That's how the Gemara got involved in Shabbos. Tachas, let's say, was a chaya tahava that was only for a specific time, and then it became extinct. But it's a chaya tahava. Why did it have to mention it's a chaya tahava? Because it's only mutter for Melech HaShemayim. Now that's where the Gemara got, where you can use, what you use technically, can you use the skin, the hide of a tachas, for batim for tefillin. So you would be able to use it. That's the way we come back. So after the extensive discussion back and forth, you have here that the about Peres Hesed, and he's, you know, he goes into a lot of the details about the deen of Issa Hanor and so forth, comes finally to the conclusion about this mixture of Chazir, the Shemun Chazir, and so forth, and at the end, he says, he's Mekel. He is Mekel. He says, the Av, in Negabev, the very interesting language that they use, Negabev, you pile up, call a Humus, the Lamer, do Ulai, Tzorach, Lamer, Gam, the Mitzvah, Ne'er Chanukah, Minamutah, Beficha, if you're going to use that plow, he says, is have a sfeika. It still is a sfeika dedina. It's a suffix. Now he's saying, because the case that he was asked was that this was a tavulus of Shemen Chazir, where we didn't know whether it's bottle or not. So already you have one suffix. A suffix, whether it's bottle or not. Is sfeika dedina l'chol ha'yesa. If he's there, he says, the nidum dedan, sheyesh od suffix, ulayash suffix b'shemen. And shishi, maybe they're shishi into the Shemin Zayas. Yeah. The Gam Hashuman Hazir who had the Gomer. Maybe, and so that way it comes bottled behind the Gomer. So then there's a Sfake Sfaker, Lahatir, Ladwik, Lake, Ladwokas, Neachanik. In other words, a suffix, whether you say the principle of Melech HaShemayim, whether it's Mutamina Vipicha or not. Whether you apply that or not, it's a suffix, it's a sfeik of the deen. So you add the two sfeikas together, so he's saying, in Kain yesh kan sfeik sfeika lahatir ladlokas neachanika, uvavat yesh kan kama sfeikas uvzdodim lahatir belavok. He doesn't go into that. Ein lahachma, the deen zeh, he says, klal, the yesh, in other words, the yesh lahatir. He remains there with that principle of the heter. So that goes, that's why the the Sneichem, it brings a lot of Mechabrim that discuss the same Shaila, and most of them seem to come to the conclusion that it would be Mutter. And, you know, from different Svarim and other places. Also, the Beis Yitzchak of from Lemberg, the famous Isaac Baal HaRov, Yitzchak Shmelkis, he also discusses that Shaila, and he seems to also feel that it would have a dean of a heter. And in this particular case, because you don't apply the principle that is mentioned that by Melechus Shemayim, all you need is Minamuta Befil. That might only be confined, maybe, to the dean of Tfilin. Tfilin, which in the context of the Gemara. Tfilin, the Batin, the Ritzuas, everything having to do with that particular approach. So that's the whole particular Shaila. Of course, we don't run into that, but it's amazing that in Europe, there's no question that in Europe, before people had all Shem and Zayas, they used licht. So what do they use? Helbana. They use chalif, or use from tallow. And tallow, if a tallow came from a kosher behema, although it might be chalif, so that it would be mutter. But if it came mixed with other things, but people didn't seem to be that concerned about it. I know growing up years ago, most of the candles came from tallow. That's why my mother, last Shalom, always had a special knife. If she had to cut, she used to cut. You wouldn't use it for anything else. But later on, we have the paraffin, where you don't have the shiloh.
It's all paraffin.
It's all the byproduct of the oil, of the petroleum industry. That's what you would have. So the etzem, you could have this particular thing. That's one of the shilohs as far as the heter of using particular types of oils, regardless even if they have a mixture of a non-kosher item. But of course, we're not saying that you should do that with l'chatchila. If you had a choice, you should always try to get Sheben Zayas Zoch Bukhar, which is available today, until they keep jacking up the prices. I heard that the oil is just going up and up.
What about electric?
Well, that's something, it's a different Shaila. Because the Shaila, dealt with the electric thing with one of the first ones, was the Beis Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis. He lived at the beginning of the 20th century. In fact, to bring it closer to him, you heard of the famous constitutional lawyer, Nat Lewin. That's his great-great-grandfather.
Really?
The Reisha Rav his Zeda, who was the Valdrash V'Ion, the Reb Aaron Levine Zal of Reisha. The Jews called it Reisha, the Poles called it Jesus, that town. It's the same town. So he was a famous Rav. So his grandfather was the Beis Yitzchak. Beis Yitzchak has a tshuva where he discusses using electric for Shabbos candles and for Hanukkah. So for Shabbos, he's matar. Because by Shabbos, there's no din and a shir. But he says by Hanukkah, you have to have some type of a shir or so forth. So he says the electric will not fill that mode. I mean, that's basically, he gives that particular guideline. So all later Mechabrim debate whether you can use, mostly not so much for Shabbos, but for Maisa, many Paschim that for Shabbos you can use an electric menorah. You know, in the yeshiva, when the boys used to stay over Shabbos, I never did that, but I heard from that, the Balavor of the yeshiva was, believe it or not, in the Litvashi yeshiva was the Galatiana of Gershenfeld. So, he was a Galician Rav, great Baal HaRoah. He did most of the Gitin in that area of Manhattan, and especially Chalitzas. He was a Bucky in parts of HaRoah and everything else in the Shulchan Aruch. So he said to the boys, you want a bench lift, and you have a problem in the dormitory with candles. When I was in the dormitory, a few times I had to call out the fire department for fellows with the Hanukkah lich. They didn't listen. Caught on to the shade, and there was a scrape on one of the rooms. I had to call them out. And it happened to other yeshivas. They stopped it. So the electric maneuver, so he said, if you switch on the light and don't look and make your bracha loud like Nashal Shabbos, that'll be good. How did they go to sleep? The light was lit in their room because there always was a curfew in the yeshiva. At 11 o'clock, the Goyish supers that lived in the upstairs apartment, Mr. and Mrs. Purvis, they shut off all the lights. That's the way it was. You could not that stop congregating. Yeah, in other words, if you wanted to study, leave that building. There was a walkway from the dormitory into the college or yeshiva building. You go to the Beis Medrash. You didn't even have to go outside. You could walk in. But so you didn't have to worry about sleeping, but you were behind the mitzvah of Lachas Neshal Shabbos by switching on electric light. But the Beis Yitzchak doesn't say anything, is not matter the Hanukkah menorah of today. We use the term hashmal. And Rabbi Hirsch Pesach Frank seems to have the same opinion about the Hanukkah menorah. You know, what the Chabad are doing there with it. Do they have a Chabad? Is that electric or is it fire?
What about in a hospital?
In a hospital, they're saying that there's a mirror that are passing that you can. Whoever is making the bracha is making it. That's all. He has to rely on that. Or if he makes the bracha for the inmates, the residents, he would have to say Hashem. Doesn't want to make the Hashem. But there's some that Paschim, that, you know, it's a myth that allow using a Maneva Shel Hashmal, you know, for Hanukkah. For Shabbos, there isn't that much of a debate. That's the basic rule.
So the only reason why we question in the hospital is because there's oxygen in there. You can't have a plane.
Of course not. I mean, when my Rebbe Salashon was in the Buckingham, they were, and they're from Yidno, very strict. On the floor, there was every floor there was an electric menorah. That's whoever lit it, but it was there.
Yeah,
what you mean with the menorah?
Yeah,
well, that's something different. They leave it burning all the time. They don't. They just want to use it.
I mean, in case they can't sleep.
Yeah, that's. But it's not in the room. They generally have it in the hospital in the hallway by the nurses' station. At least that's where it used to be in the Buckingham. It was right on the counter over there by the nurses' station. That's where it was. They had the electric menorah. All right, wish everybody Nir Tashem. I might give another shir on some aspects of Hanukkah that have to do with the Migdash. You'll see, I'm trying to work that out.
We're not going to discuss Lachkus at all?
What? We're not going to discuss
Lachkus at all? Shouldn't be a Achila Gassa.
Okay.
I don't think for instance, I could see it's pretty good.
Okay. Very good. I can then enjoy the visit.
Yeah, thank you.
So long. Okay, bienvenue.
Okay. By the way, how would you write in Hebrew? West Point, New York.
Well, it's not a question of Hebrew. We hear Sheshel Laz. So if you had to write a tshuva there,
yes,
something
true,
you would write Vest. Vov, Vov, Ayin, Samach, Vest.
Vov, Vov, Ayin, Samach,
Vest. And Point would be debatable. Would be
Tay,
with Tay, Vov, Yud, Nun, Tes. Point. That's what you would do.
In New York.
In New York, with... In New York, when they write a get in Manhattan and use New York, the spelling is Nun Vav Aleph.
Nun
Vav Aleph.
My brother-in-law wrote without the Vav.
Which brother-in-law? What?
Nuke.
Well, I don't know what Liz is trying to do. That's a little mechanism, but you're asking a technical question.
Okay.
I'm answering you.
Okay.
They write the Gitan of New York in order of Nun, Vav, Aleph, and York is separate words. Yud, Aleph, Reish, Kuf. That's all. You'd be surprised in the old Sforim from the Hungarians and so forth, they asked how to write New York. They wrote Nev, Nev York.
Like Chicago.
But this is the way it is. Yeah, like Chicago, Chicago. Because that's the way the Jews pronounced it. First time I heard of it, it's word Chicago, and Rav Nyman once spoke in Yiddish at an ATT.
Uh-huh.
He was a, so he gave a drosh in Yiddish. It was, you know, literally Yiddish. So he said, near Yidden in Chicago. So I said, there it is. Chicago.
Yes, it'd be right.